Once again, if it helps me sleep better, then I'm all for it.
Entrepreneurs love talking about business. However, it's no secret there's also so many things they love talking about which are not about business. In the Sea of Business podcasts, none of your business is a refreshing break, a surprise kiss, an afternoon fizz. Through Carla Singson's cheeky and radical takes on mundane and principle-heavy topics, you'll gain insights that guarantee you something to talk about on your first Tinder date, while visiting grandma, or if you want to impress your new boss. Big thanks to Proximity Outsourcing for sponsoring this episode. Outsource the most tedious tasks in your business, such as data management, appointment setting, and creatives, for less than $12 an hour, fully managed. Visit ProximityOutsourcing.com for more info. Tired of business podcasts? Tune in to None of Your Business. New episodes weekly.
Hey, this is Carla. Good morning. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of None of Your Business. In the past few days, I have been really reflecting on how I want to be more intentional in my life, how I can also design my life to really serve the ideal day, the ideal week, the ideal year, and the ideal basically forever that I want to have. And, you know, being in outsourcing and in the business of outsourcing, it's really easy to kind of plan my life in a tactical way where I can, you know, assign this task to my manager, delegate this task to my VA, because this is what I help other people do. I help other people create a life that is super intentional, that is built by the design that they want. And I want to serve every founder in making their business serve their ideal life instead of being a slave in their business. And so I started to really think about this topic because I want to serve the people that I want to serve in a much higher level way. And I thought, well, how about I make up a few bite-sized advice or episodes on my podcast where I talk about different parts of my life and how I design my life. And some of these highlights can be quick things that they can just take action on. And one of the things that just basically came into my mind is money, something in the lines of between the lines of like money and productivity. And so I thought, what are some of the items that have been super great investments and great expenditures for me, basically not expenditures, actually just investments, because these things make my life better. These things are things that I really rave about to other people, and they're so awesome, and they are worth every penny that I spent on them. And what if I could also make this episode super approachable and reachable? So I decided, you know what, let me make a podcast episode about my best purchases under $100 that changed my life for the better. So right now I have a list of 15 items, and I wish I have like an Amazon affiliate link for each of these things, but that's not really why I'm here. I'm not here to sell you anything except for the idea of just living your life intentionally and creating a life by design. So some of these suggestions are productivity things. Some of these things are health things, skin things, and just things that really, really make me happy. And I genuinely think everyone should invest in these things, especially because they're super cheap. So I'm going to start with number one, my journal. I have a journal that I just kind of write my feelings to, and I just basically share my thoughts, my feelings, my wishes, anything that I'm thinking about. I love journaling as a form of self-therapy, and it's also good to kind of confront yourselves with your own fears and basically sit with myself for a bit. and be one with my thoughts and have the intention or the have the intention or at least start the process of really trying to steer my thoughts in a good direction. Because you know how results in your life are caused by your actions, and your actions are caused by your thoughts. And then so it really starts there, right? So if I can just catch myself every time I have these thoughts, and if I'm able to articulate them better, maybe solve these problems all by myself, I would have a way better life. And let me tell you guys, journaling has totally changed my life for the better. Journaling has saved me from expensive therapy bills. I still go to therapy, but they're not as much. I have also developed tools from research and from working with other therapists and other healers. I have also developed tools that help me in thinking things through and thinking my feelings through, or just not even thinking my feelings through, but like feeling my feelings through. And journaling is such a great activity that has helped me really also get in touch with what is truth to me and if I like that. So, you know, sometimes we have certain thoughts that we're not very proud of having. And sometimes we have certain thoughts that are like little rosebuds of beauty, and we want to double down on it, especially if it's something super positive, you know, like a business idea or an idea to serve your clients better, and you want to expand on that. Journaling does not only mean, you know, writing your feelings like you would write in a diary. Sometimes it could be like a visual journal, or when I'm drawing, or when I'm creating mind maps or graphs, just me and my journal, my visual journal, which is a canvas. Basically, it's like a art notebook. You know what? The one that artists use to draw things on. I have that kind of journal. It's like my visual journal. I draw things there. I draw maps and things like mind maps and things like that. And then I also have a journal for writing where I write my feelings, what I'm feeling that day. If I want to write down certain affirmations, if I want to have basically a meeting with myself on what my next goals are for the next week, the next quarter, the next month, I put it on my journal. So most journals can start at like $10 or maybe even less. You can even get it for free if you have one of those notebooks that they give out in conferences. So that would be a really good way to start journaling. And you know, when you journal, no one's correcting your grammar or your comprehension or the flow of your thoughts. So just be yourself and just think that at the end of the page or at the end of that activity, you'll feel better because you were able to just let out some of your feelings, and or you invested some time to really confront these feelings. And you can also see whether or not these feelings serve your life in a good way. So it's such a good exercise. And I keep most of my journals because I moved a lot. I have thrown away some of my journals in the past. And sometimes I actually journal on a random piece of paper and I just throw it away. Maybe it's because in that moment, I just wanted to share some feelings. And so in those times, I just write on a piece of paper, I throw it away. But for my journals that I've kept around, I really enjoy reading them in the next few years. It's also kind of very fulfilling for me because I always work towards my goals in a very linear or, you know, way. Basically, I'm always running towards my goals, right? I don't want to fall behind. So that's the intention, obviously. But it's so nice because I just seen some of the things that I journaled 2 or 3 years ago, and I am genuinely living them right now. And it sometimes it gives me goosebumps because there would be exact things, exact figures that are there. If you follow me on Instagram, I have also written about the way I used to journal about my ideal partner, the man I'm going to marry, and how I have met Alex and I checked on that journal entry, even like a picture of my engagement ring. I found this old picture that I used for journaling a really long time ago, and it was almost identical. So it's crazy. So if you ask me if I believe in manifestation and affirmations, I genuinely believe in that because the more you train your brain to see these things as reality, the more it clicks in and your subconscious will work towards that because it has accepted that as part of its reality. So we're going to talk about manifestation and affirmations and all of those things in another episode. I am super excited to get on that conversation as well. And I know some of you have doubts, but just like with anything, there's good practice and bad practice, and we're going to talk about that. Okay, so on to my next purchase under $100 that changed my life is my Huawei Honor Band. So I have been a fan of Huawei for such a long time. They create such good digital product, tech products, wearables, and phones and laptops. And Huawei, if you're interested in sponsoring me, please do it right now. But I have bought the Huawei Honor Band for years and years and years. I always just buy the newest one if it has cool new features, but I've owned the same Honor Band for like at least 3 years. So right now, I forgot what my band's edition is. Maybe it's the 8, Huawei Honor Band 8 or 7, but it is a really good, first of all, digital watch on my wrist. It also tracks my sleep and the quality of my sleep. It also has like a step counter. It has certain settings when you're doing exercise. It tries to compute how many calories you've burned. And it also measures the amount of oxygen in your blood. And you can use it to measure your blood pressure, of course, your heart rate, and your stress levels. So based on your heart rate. So I really like it. Also, it connects to an app that helps girls, I'm looking at you, that helps you track your period and your fertility. So I have also been benefiting from that because it makes my month more predictable. And of course, my husband knows when I'm gonna be like PMSing or something like that. But I really love it. It really makes my day better. It makes me healthier. I would genuinely say that because I'm the kind of person that likes tracking things. And you know what they say? What gets measured gets managed, right? And so I want to be on top of my health. I want to be on top of my sleep. And this watch, this wearable definitely takes the cake in being one of the best value items that I or you can do to add to your life so that you can really control as much as you can control, but also try not to be overwhelmed by the data that you get from it or not let that ruin your day or dictate your mood for the day. So, one of the traps of wearables, especially health-related wearables, is that if you didn't do so well yesterday, for example, you meant to have 10,000 steps a day and at least 8 hours of sleep, and yesterday you only have, say, 4,000 steps and you only had 5 hours of sleep. So when you wake up in the morning and you see that, a lot of people, and trust me, I used to get on this trap too. I used to feel bad. I feel like I'm not, I feel like I failed myself. I feel like I'm not doing the best I can, but I actually am. Sometimes life just gets in the way. So when that happens, the opportunity for you is just to make it better. You know, another day, another page of the book, and it's just treat every day as a different day and a different chance to do better. And the band is just there to measure it. Your intentions do not change. Your the life that you want to have, you know, the life that you're trying to achieve is still there and it's still very reachable. And you really just have to remember this. So I want you to avoid that trap. So this happens whether you wear an Apple Watch or the Huawei Honor Band or a Fitbit or a Whoop, whatever you wear, just don't let that dictate your mood for the day. All right. So, also still on the category of fitness, I also love my resistance bands. I bought my resistance bands on Amazon. It was like under $40, and there's three resistance bands, and you can do lots of workouts with them. And so during the pandemic, when gyms were closed, I basically just did my best to get 10,000 steps a day. And when I would get home, I just pop out my yoga mat, and then I do some resistance band exercises, for my butt, for my glutes, for my arms, and it adds a little bit of weight, right? That's what it's for. It's like resistance. And resistance training is really, really good for you. So, of course, you can Google what are the benefits of these things, and you can go on YouTube and find thousands and thousands of workouts that feature resistance bands. If you are also into low impact exercise, you can search bar, Barre, bar exercises with resistance bands, and they're so good. And they really make you sweat, and they help you use some of the muscles that you don't normally use or you don't think of using in your regular day. And so, lastly, resistance bands are so travel friendly because they're just really big elastic bands, right? And so you can fit them in your handbag, in your carry-on luggage. There's really no excuse. Plus, so if you're traveling and you're trying to be healthy, if you just do resistance band workouts, some squats, some push-ups, some stretches, and maybe walk 10,000 steps a day, you are going to feel good and fit even when you're on vacation, even when you're downing those extra calories, extra alcohol, because you're on vacation. It will make you feel less of a degenerate and more like a person who cares about their health. Okay. More health stuff. So I think this is, oh, this is the second to the last one. Protein bars are such a hack. You can buy most of them for under $5, and they're a quick snack. And when you find a brand or a flavor that you like, and then you have a snack and something healthy or something that's good for you. It's very important for us to hit our protein goals, especially when you are over 30. And you think that your metabolism is slowing down. Sometimes it is because you're snacking too much and you're snacking on the wrong things. And the people who don't snack the bad stuff, it is usually because they have gotten their protein in first thing during the day or earlier in the day, and they feel more full for longer. They feel more satiated. And I actually used to think that protein bars are just for bodybuilders and or bikini athletes, but the more I just kind of kept them around the house and I snack on them, it makes me feel less guilty. And when I found certain brands like Kirkland, Quest, and there was one more, I think it was Wild Protein that I really, really like. It just made my snacking better and I feel healthier. My metabolism is better and I don't eat bad stuff. Actually, that's a lie. I still eat bad stuff, but it's way, way less. I would say like 90% less. So, yeah, protein bars. The next purchase under $100 that changed my life is a pill box. So, in the past, when you would see someone with a pill box and they have certain pills and they take it every day, they just take a cocktail of pills, we used to think that that person must be sick. But as I grow older and I learn about certain diets, certain climates, you're going to be eating differently if you're in a tropical city or if you're in a non-tropical city and your diet's going to be different. And I realized that in certain times of our lives, we tend to have certain deficiencies. And so, step one, for sure, if I'm going to give advice, but this is not health or medical advice, guys. I'm just a wart on the internet who listens to podcasts. But definitely get tested for your deficiency, for your vitamin deficiency, and then you can base supplementation on that. There's a lot of really good supplements, a lot of things that people always share online that has changed a lot for them, but our bodies are different, our diets are different, the where we live, it's different. And so it's always good to get tested for your deficiency and then supplement specifically on that deficiency. The other part of this is that a lot of vitamins and minerals are actually bioavailable, and they might be even super highly available in the diet that you already have. So you don't have to supplement for certain things. You actually maybe don't see it or don't know it, but you already get it from the food that you always eat. So, or if you live in a sunny place, you're probably already getting vitamin D, then now you can just supplement for activated K2, which makes it way better for your body to absorb the vitamin D that you're already getting. Once again, please confirm everything I'm saying with your doctor, or get tested yourself. I'm not a medical professional. I earned my medical degree from the University of YouTube and my law degree from the University of Netflix. So don't not listen to me. But yeah, a pill box. And so my pill box is great because it organizes everything. I have a morning pill box and a nighttime pill box. In the morning, I take my morning vitamins, and then in the evening, I take my evening vitamins and supplements, and it's so organized. And then I can see if I'm missing some supplements for that day, and I can easily see it. And then it gives me a sense of fulfillment every time I finish the whole pill box for the week, and then I sit down and refill it. It's such a good feeling for me, especially because I'm a Virgo and I get a lot of fulfillment from when things get done. When things that are planned get done, that is my major turn on. So, item number six, Pat, purchase under $100 to change my life. I really hope that this company will sponsor me, but I'm a super big fan of the Mary Kay Time-Wise eye cream. And so if you scroll up and up and up, and I think one of my first 10 episodes of this podcast, you will find some of the products and my best skincare tips. You will find me talking about the Mary Kay Time-Wise eye cream because I really love this eye cream. I think it has changed my life because as we grow older, especially if you live in a place where there's a lot of sun exposure, your skin will age faster. And the first wrinkles that you will get are your crow's feet or your wrinkles in your eyes and sometimes your laugh lines. And so I really want to, of course, not get wrinkles and look as good as as I can for as long as I could, avoiding Botox. So I use the Mary Kay Time-Wise eye cream. How I discovered this product is I actually met a lady in her late 40s when I was in Las Vegas, when I was living there. And she was such a good-looking lady, and she didn't have wrinkles, and she didn't even have like crow's feet. And she was in her late 40s. Like you can tell that she was, not in her 30s, but she still didn't have wrinkles. And so I had to ask her after our super professional meeting. I was like, "Hey, I'm sorry if you think this is inappropriate, but can I ask you what your eye cream is?" And then she just started talking about this eye cream, and I have never ever used any other eye cream aside from that. I do use eye masks that are cold sometimes when I feel like I didn't get enough sleep, or if I feel like my eyes are swollen a little bit. So the Mary Kay eye cream, I think, is only $30 or $40. So, and it lasts me for a few months, I think 3 to 6 months. And so it's such a good deal. My item number seven is virgin coconut oil. So another in the beauty and health category. You can buy virgin coconut oil for as low as $10, maybe, a small one. Maybe that's like a 100 milliliter bottle. But I grew up in the Philippines, and there was a time when VCO, virgin coconut oil, was such a huge hit. And my parents would make me drink a teaspoon of it every day. And when I was a kid, and it kept us from being sick. And the coconut is known as the tree of life. And Each part, the reason for that is each part of the coconut tree has a certain health benefit. But one of the things that you can get from coconuts is the virgin coconut oil, which is an all-around amazing thing. So if you feel like your skin needs extra moisturization after you scrub your skin, put on virgin coconut oil. It will feel so nice and so soft and supple and so properly moisturized. If you want to, and I actually learned this from a random interview with Beyonce, or was it J-Lo? Honestly, I forgot. I think it was Beyonce, but don't quote me on that. But some big celebrity was asked, what is your favorite bronzer? And she answered, virgin coconut oil. Basically, what she said is instead of sunbathing with, a sunscreen or tanning lotion, just put on virgin coconut oil. And your skin will feel so much better, and the glow is also amazing. So I've been doing this actually every time I try to tan, and the glow is just so nice. It's so even, and your skin is so soft. Plus, you can also cook with virgin coconut oil. You can use it to moisturize your cuticles. If you are feeling like your hair needs extra oomph, you can rub the coconut oil on your scalp and just massage with it. I've also tried getting massaged by using a mixture of VCO, virgin coconut oil, and honey by my masseuse and Reiki healer, and it felt so good. So virgin coconut oil is just a super nice all around thing, and it is definitely it has definitely landed in my top 15 purchases under $100 that changed my life. So, item number eight is an eye mask. So, I actually have two brands that I recommend for this one. One is the Sleep Master eye mask. I first discovered this when Tim Ferriss was talking about it, I think on his book, The 4-Hour Workweek. And he says he just casually mentioned that he uses this for naps and he loves it. It's silk, it goes around your head, it also covers your ear. I'm not sensitive when it comes to sound. I can sleep even if it's noisy, but I would say it doesn't really block out the noise that much. But it has worked for me for many, many years. Because I say I move a lot, right? I have bought a Sleep Master everywhere I moved. When I was living in the Philippines, so I moved to Mexico and I was living in the States, I've always owned a Sleep Master eye mask. Now, the second brand that I want to recommend is Manta, Manta Sleep Mask, which is an amazing company that produces amazing sleep masks. They have lots of options. The thing that I love about the Manta Sleep Mask is it has that little pocket in your eyes, and if you have like fake lashes or eyelash extensions, which I actually don't get except for very rare times in my life, like when I had my wedding, I didn't want to be bothered by a running mascara or something, so I just got eyelash extensions. It's so good for that effect. Manta Sleep Mask also has other sleep masks that have features like Bluetooth. And so you can listen to maybe a meditation or some affirmations while you sleep. They have a lot of different kinds of eye masks. So in terms of versatility, definitely check out Manta sleep masks. They're available on Amazon and on their website. So just check them out. And item number nine is silk pillowcases. So still on the topic of sleep, as you can see, I love sleeping. I track my sleep. I have my amazing eye masks and I have my eye cream. Now we're talking about silk pillowcases. So, silk pillowcases help by not crushing your face so much so you don't get wrinkled when you sleep. Oh, by the way, the eye masks are both under $100. I think the Sleep Master eye mask is $70 or something like that. And then the Manta eye masks they have different prices, but a lot of them are under $100. And so silk pillowcases, sorry for skipping. They can cost as high as maybe $95, and some of them are way cheaper for a pair, but they also help not add frizz to your hair. They are Also super comfortable, of course. And my favorite part is, yeah, they don't smush your skin. So most of us sleep on our side, and if you sleep on one side for like a very long time, and when you're used to sleeping in a certain way on one side, a lot of people say that it smushes one side of their face and it can cause you to get wrinkles. So silk pillowcases help not make that happen. And of course, a lot of people also swear by their hair getting better and they have less falling hair. Although, to be honest, I have not really noticed a huge difference using silk pillowcases for my hair. But overall, I just enjoy the comfort. And once again, if it helps me sleep better, then I'm all for it. So, my next purchase under $100 that changed my life is an oven toaster. So a toaster oven, I don't know. In the Philippines, we call it oven toaster, but it's like a little, oven that just like supposedly toasts bread or something like that. It's like the size of a 12-inch laptop monitor or something like that. But I love it because it's tiny and it's easy. And you can cook a lot of things in it because it's an oven. And I'm used to living alone and or living with a partner, so it's just enough. I can cook for food for me and my husband. There, I can put like some meat there and veggies or even just like fries or something like that. And it's such an easy way to cook food. I can just spray oil and then, I just have an easy time cooking. So it's so convenient and it is more energy efficient, obviously, compared to a huge oven that usually comes with your like your kitchen, like the regular one. So my husband just texted me. He said it's a toaster oven. Actually, that makes more sense. I don't know why in the Philippines why it's oven toaster. Because it is an oven. Am I saying that right? It's not a toaster, right? So the toaster is the adjective and the oven is the noun. I'm just correcting myself here live. But yeah, so I mean you guys know what that is. Also, if you're catching this on YouTube, there's gonna be a picture of it, so you know what it is. But it's also funny because like little trivia. This used to be one of the best or most frequent wedding gifts in the 90s because they're so cheap. Most of them go for like $30 and they're so useful, and a lot of people really love it. So that was definitely up there in terms of some of the most convenient wedding gifts, along with in the Philippines, rice dispenser. Oh my gosh, it's funny. And let me remember, I think sandwich maker. Yeah, I still own a sandwich maker, like a panini maker, because of that memory. Yeah, so a little trivia for you. All right, so number 11, purchases under $100 that changed my life. I've been kicking myself why I didn't do this sooner, but I recently bought the First Form membership, which is I think it's $12 a month, and then it's like $120 a year. I'm not sure, but that's really not a lot, right? Like it's $12 a month, and you can customize your own workouts depending on your goals. You can talk to a trainer. You can literally talk to this trainer every day if you want to. You can send your videos to, so she or he can check your form. And then you can also use it to count your macros, put in your diets, send in your pictures, your progress photos. And then there's some challenges there. And of course, I mean, the reason why they can do it for that cheap, of course, is because it's a promotional kind of a effort to promote the products of First Form, which are amazing products, by the way. So of course, sometimes I think, wow, this is so much value for like 12, $14 a month. And it has definitely replaced having to contact a trainer, having to book a time with a trainer. Of course, I have hired trainers in the past, and I've had people correct my form in person. So I don't really need a lot of help or a lot of hand holding. And so if you're that kind of person and you just need a little bit more accountability, there's also some gamified things inside the app. I really love it. I'm obsessed with it. When I wake up in the morning, I go to my Headspace app and I meditate. And then this is the next app I open. Like I look at my workout for the day. And sometimes I don't like the workout, but I still do it. And because I do it, I still get that sense of fulfillment. If I like it, it makes me so happy. Like some of my favorite workouts are like when it just says, do 45 minutes of cardio today. Just, I don't care what you do. You can go for a swim or a walk or whatever. And then that's your exercise for the day. And so I love it. And for people who has tried a lot of things, work with a lot of trainers, sometimes it's difficult to follow different voices, right? You are the person who knows your body the most. So for a lot of people, this is actually like a really, really good solution for you, or even like a really good in between. So another option, another bonus, of course, is you actually have a trainer inside that can help give you custom advice. Like if you're a woman, you can opt to have a female trainer, and even you can ask them like questions, maybe about hormones or about their personal experience, ask their opinion. Or if you have kids and they have kids too, you know, how can I be smarter about my workouts? So they can relate, right? They can relate to your reality. And sometimes that kind of relationship is more valuable than knowing the nitty-gritty of the science of your muscles or something. You know, you work with whatever works for you. So I absolutely love my firstborn trainer. She has helped me so much when I was starting with it, and now I don't talk to her. I don't talk to her so much, but I definitely want to give a shout out to Firstform. What a great product. And I'm going to give a shout out to my trainer, actually. Kelly Fitch is her name. I'm going to send her a DM after I record this because she's just super nice. And so, yeah, check out First Form. I'm not an affiliate, but I wish I am. So, if anyone from First Form is listening to this, sponsor my app and give me some of your supplements. Just kidding. Okay, let's move over to some work stuff. So I invest in a lot of software, a lot of platforms, and some of the purchases under $100 that changed my life. Let's start with my newest obsession, Loom. So I'm in that business of outsourcing. I'm into systems, processes, SOPs, if-then statements, delegation, repeatable stuff. And sometimes there's just a lot of time and effort wasted in a lot of back and forths. And so in the past, I would record a Zoom video and or we would have to literally get on the call and I would screen share. Now Loom has made it super easy for all of us to just share certain systems, processes, how things are done, and it makes it for easy explanation to your team and or sharing your thoughts. I have also submitted some pitches on Loom, some speaking samples on Loom as well. Some of our virtual assistants and managers, when the client is deciding who to hire, we just send Loom videos of them talking so they can at least hear their accent or how well they performed at an interview. So we record some parts of that with Loom. So Loom was such a great addition to what we already have, and it has saved me a lot of time, and in such a short amount of time, it has become a household name for sure. So, congrats, good job, Lou. The next product that I would share is Audible. So, you know that saying that an average CEO reads 52 books a year or something? That's kind of like one book a week. Actually, that's pretty intimidating number. But Audible made it so easy so that you can just listen to these books. You can even listen to them on like a faster speed than how the narrator is reading the book. And it's such a good hack because I get to just listen to these books and it feels like I've already gotten the best or the creme de la creme of the content of the book. And you know what, guys? A lot of books have really simple points. Like, you don't need to really read the whole book and sit down for hours, but genuinely, I love reading. So definitely a runner up is also my Kindle, and you can get the cheapest Kindle at $99.99. So it's at the cusp of being under $100. But I just wanted to also mention that because I also genuinely enjoy the process of reading, being able to sit. I think it's so peaceful and meditative. But Audible, gives you a chance to quote unquote read books, whether you're driving, doing your workout, going for a walk, doing the groceries, and you can just be inspired or be entertained or learn something up for your business by just a very easy, subscription. I think so my let me remember. I think my Apple account and my Audible account is based in the Philippines, and I get charged something like $18 a month. I don't know how much it is for the rest of the world. I forgot how much it is for the US, but yeah, I think I get charged 1,020 pesos. Philippine pesos in the Philippines, and that's about $18 based on today's conversion. So I love Audible. Check out Audible. Also, if you don't have an Audible account, your first audiobook is free. And there are a lot of free books there with your subscription. So definitely check that out. The next work thing that is such an amazing purchase under $200, sorry, $100. This one can cost as low as $10. And actually, I've gotten it for free so many times in conferences, but it is the clippable ring light. And so this is a ring light that you use to clip on your phone for a selfie, or you can clip it at the top of your like laptop near the camera. And then it is portable, it is rechargeable. You can recharge it by using a micro USB cable, and it's so convenient. My husband and I travel a lot, and so we always carry these portable, clippable ring lights with us. And of course, if you're on a night out and you want to take a picture with your friends or you want to take a nice selfie, then it's so good to have as well. We do a lot of our work online now. We also do a lot of videos and front-facing videos on our phone and our laptop. And so having a portable ring light when you're not working at home, or when you're traveling, or maybe you're in your second home in a beach town and not in your main home with your main office, it is so convenient. So definitely add that. And if I could add maybe another tip, even have a travel like work bag. So there's a like an electronics bag that I travel with, and it would have extra cables and extra set of earphones that I can use when I travel. It's not the same set that I use every day. And so it's just there. It just stays as is. And I just pack that little bag along with my big luggage, and I just put it in there so I don't lose it, and I make sure that I always have it. So that's also another tip, especially for entrepreneurs that travel a lot. So it just avoids, forgetting something small, and or worse, you really need it. So now you have to buy some electronic thing or some gadget at the airport, which is going to be super expensive. So clippable ring light, I love it. And my last thing, actually, this is not a purchase, but it's free. So Google Calendar definitely changed my life. I also now increasingly use this in my personal life when I want to schedule a call with my sisters. So I have two sisters, and both of them are in different time zones as I am. And so I have to put it on my Google Calendar every time we have a three-way like video call, every time I invite my husband out, or we have a dinner thing, or he plans a date or a spa day. We just go on Google Calendar and book it so that we don't forget. And even for my personal stuff, I schedule a lot of self-care for myself. I actually do a lot of just kind of random things over the week. And there are things that I don't want to fall, I don't want to fall behind on. And so I just schedule them on the Google Calendar. I also put like whoever might be coming to our house, like our cook or our cleaner, or when it's time to order the water, I put it there too. So it's been really, really helpful in organizing my life. So shout out to Google and shout out to Google Calendar. So when I planned on recording this podcast episode, I actually posted on my Instagram about, some of the things that I asked my friends about the things that they think are their best purchases under $100. And so I'm going to share some answers here that really stood out for me. My friend Alex Snyder, she's a really successful business coach, and she said that Calendly is the one that changed a lot of things for her for the better. So it's her version of her favorite purchase under $100. It has been a game changer. Some of my friends also commented, Kaiza Weeks, she commented Instapot. So I actually bought an Instapot before and I sold it. I wasn't able to use it. One of my friends, Yusuf Farid, also commented a 2-liter water bottle. I definitely agree with that. If you're the kind of person who always forgets to drink water, that would be a really good addition to your daily routine so that you can make sure at least increase the chances of you drinking enough water. So, yes, I hope that you realize a lot of things. And in this list, I hope that I didn't give you a new problem of product or object overwhelm and building up your hoarding tendencies. Definitely, I advise to think if this thing applies to your life or not. I have shared the things that applied to my life, and I wanted to share how I made these decisions and what are the other factors of my life that also led to making those decisions. But so far, you have like 15 amazing products here. Some of them you can get for free, you can barter, and a lot of them are super duper affordable. Actually, looking at this list, there's like at least five things that are under $20. And so you can just take advantage of that. So thank you so much for staying with me all the way to the end of this episode. If you can think of a purchase, a personal purchase under $100 to change your life, please let me know about it. I would love to know. Message me on Instagram. It's at Carla Stefan, KarlaStefan. Or you can also reply to this podcast episode or hit me up on one of my newsletters if you're there. And if you're not, I'll also share the link for that in the show notes so you can get the first dibs on everything that's going on in my life, everything I'm working on between my businesses, my investments, and what's going on between me and my husband and the family that we're about to have. So, thank you so much for listening and see you around. Bye. So it's a wrap. To my entrepreneur friends, I hope that you found this episode interesting and enjoyable. I know I did. Big thanks to our sponsor, Proximity Outsourcing, for making this possible. If you need to outsource anything in your business so you can scale fast and easy, visit proximityoutsourcing.com and check out their solutions. If there's any topic that you want to request, feel free to reach out. I only have two conditions. You tell me why you find it interesting, and you promise it's not business talk. Find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube, and leave us a comment or review because you're cool like that. This is your host, Carla, and thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for your interest in fun stories. Now we can get back to business. See you next week. And remember, everything here is none of your business.